Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Bonnie Lamb, Senior Director, Channel and Franchise Sales for RingCentral. And RingCentral is a cloud-based phone system provider that started to work more and more with franchise companies over the last few years. And we're going to be talking to Bonnie about that in just a moment, right here on Franchise Interviews.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Bonnie Lamb, who is a senior director channel and franchise sales for RingCentral. And RingCentral is a cloud-based phone system provider that started to work with more and more franchise companies over the last few years. Hey, Bonnie, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bonnie. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, I was saying earlier, Bonnie, RingCentral has a nice history to it, don't they? I remember getting a computer many years ago, and it had that RingCentral CD-ROM in there, and I remember that was probably one of the first companies I worked with you know, when it came to faxing. So it's really great to have you on the show. You know, we'll talk about that today. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this afternoon?
I'm actually calling from San Mateo, California, in the Silicon Valley.
Great. And is that where the headquarters is located, Bonnie?
Yeah, that's correct. We are located and headquartered out of San Mateo.
That's fantastic. Maybe you could tell our listeners, you know, a little bit about RingCentral, you know, and some of the services that you provide.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you all a little background on RingCentral and who we are. Basically, RingCentral was founded in 2003, and we are the leading provider of cloud-based business phone systems in the market. We currently service over 300,000 small and medium business customers. We are a privately held company. We're backed by some very prominent VCs in the Silicon Valley, Khosla and Sequoia. In addition, we are also backed by Cisco Systems as well. And just a little bit of just in terms of key partnerships, AT&T has partnered with us to offer our solutions to their business customers as well.
Wow, some pretty big names there, huh, Bonnie?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You know, it's my dad frequently listens to this show, and then he'll say to me, you know, I know what he's going to say to himself, what's a cloud communication system? You know, maybe you could tell or describe how a cloud communication works and, you know, what are some of the benefits.
Okay, definitely. So with broadband and internet becoming, you know, very available and affordable to most businesses today, what it really enables businesses to do, whether you're small, medium, or large-sized business, is really take advantage of the technologies that are now hosted in the cloud. And so what the cloud really means to me is it really just really means that there's these big data centers with racks of servers, and where service providers like RingCentral, we bring the latest and greatest technologies to the cloud, and we host them there for our customers. And so the customers they no longer need to buy equipment and infrastructure if they want a technology. All they need to get access to the latest and greatest technologies is basically be connected to the internet and access these servers that are hosted by service providers like ourselves. And really, some of the key benefits of really going towards the cloud for technology is that when, you know, there's new features or upgrades available to customers, and as technology evolves, customers no longer need to throw out the old equipment or infrastructure
right.
they've invested in. They automatically get those features pushed to them.
That's fantastic. How is cloud communication becoming popular in the franchise world, Bonnie? I was excited for today's show because it's definitely something different, you know, to bring technology into our show. So how is cloud communication becoming popular in franchising?
Yeah, and I agree with your sentiment. I think it's very exciting to bring cloud to the franchise world. And it's really definitely what we see across the board. It is popular with both franchisors and franchisees. And so, you know, really, you know, franchisors like Dickies will use us in their corporate office for all of their communications. And then franchisees will use us at their locations for, you know, their business phone system. And so really kind of we see it across the board in terms of the customers that are coming to us. And really the main reason why we actually launched a franchise focus program last year is we recognized the demand coming in from the franchise world and really wanted to dig in and really understand and deliver the things that franchises need in this industry.
That's fantastic. I mean, it really is a great market to go after. I mean, if you look at the success of franchising, Bonnie, you know, I think we're up to like about 2,500 or 3,000 different types of franchises and probably like, you know, 750,000 different like franchise units within the United States alone, you know, so it really is a great market to go after. How many, if you can say, how many franchise clients do you have and how do they use your services?
Okay, definitely. So we have tens of thousands of franchise customers. So overall, we have over 300,000 customers. Of those, I would probably estimate about over 10% of them are probably from the franchise industry. And then in terms of, you know, kind of how they use their services, it really depends on the different verticals. As you know, there are so many different verticals within franchising.
Right.
And, you know, really what we find is that there's, you know, different verticals use our services differently. So just to give you an example, you know, we're pretty strong in the restaurant vertical. And not just with, you know, multi-location franchisees, we're also very strong with single-location franchisees. And, you know, in terms of how they use the system is very different. So, for example, you know, a franchisee with many locations, basically can use our system to tie together all of their locations into a single phone system and a single bill. And what that allows them to do is that it allows them to transfer calls between locations, be able to do things like, you know, tie all of their phone bills into a single invoice so that they don't have to pay for separate phone bills. An example of this is one of our big customers, Gator Apple. They are an Applebee's franchisee, and they have over 80-plus locations. Well, when we first met with Gator Apple, they had 80 separate phone bills, all on separate phone systems. And so it became quite a big accounting nightmare for them to pay 80 phone bills every month. And so with RingCentral, now they were not only able to tie together all of their locations, and now they have a single bill, but plus, on top of all that, they're saving over $7,000 a month in on their phone bill.
Wow, it's a nice benefit, isn't it?
Right, definitely. And then we also, on the other end of the spectrum, have franchisees who are single-location franchisees in the restaurant space. And really, you know, what we see a lot of there is, especially if you're like if you're selling sandwiches or pizzas or something like that, catering tends to be a pretty big part, or corporate catering tends to be a pretty big part of a single location franchisee's business. And a lot of times, sometimes your business or your restaurant may not be open until like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. or something like that. But, you know, you might start getting calls and orders into your business for catering later in the day at 8 a.m. And so what our system allows these franchisees to do is to really not miss those phone calls. They're able to take those calls even when they're outside of their restaurant location. The calls will follow them wherever they want the calls to go.
That's great. So it's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, isn't it?
Exactly. If they want to work that much, they can work that much.
That's fantastic. Are there? Would you say there's any pitfalls to implementing this within a franchise, Bonnie?
So as far as I would say there's really no pitfalls. The one thing that we do when we, you know, work with a franchise system is we will go in and we'll make recommendations and work with the franchisors to streamline the system for their franchisees so that they can really maintain consistency across their system on greetings, like the promotional music on hold messaging they have, how they handle calls. So it does, you know, sometimes it does take a little investment and time from the franchisors to really sit down and figure out, you know, well, what do I want my callers to hear when they're calling in, whether they're calling a franchisee in Dallas, Texas, or a franchisee in Newark, New Jersey. They're able to maintain a level of consistency. It does take a little bit of investment and time for the franchise board to sit down with us to, you know, kind of map all of that out and, you know, so that we can help them, you know, streamline their phone system across all of their franchisees.
Right. That's fascinating. How does the franchisor, I mean, sell this concept? I mean, I imagine that RingCentral approaches corporate headquarters in many instances, you know, and they sell the concept of RingCentral. How does the company, the franchisor themselves, Bonnie, how would they sell it to their franchisees, would you say? Do they have to do a lot of convincing? Or, I mean, the Applebee's case alone seemed to, you know, be very convincing in itself, you know. But what does the franchisor do?
So with our system, because we have so, like, our feature set is so vast, there really isn't a one-size-fits-all to sell to, you know, sell RingCentral to their system. So what we typically will come in and do is we'll work with one or two franchisees who already have RingCentral implemented. In most cases, any franchisor that we approach, we typically have at least, you know, four or five of their franchisees already using our system. And so what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll work with that those one or two franchisees or and to really understand how they're leveraging our system to not only save them money on their phone bills, but also how they leverage it to improve their business processes. And then what we'll turn around and do is we'll help that franchisor put together a case study and really best practices that can be leveraged across all of the other franchisees in their system. And as soon as you have that case study of how somebody else is doing it, it just the system tends to just sell itself at that point.
That's fantastic. What are, would you say, like the costs associated with something like RingCentral? I'm sure there's some of our listeners out there saying, okay, how much does it cost, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, there's areas where we save customers a lot of money, and, you know, it's both in upfront savings and also on a monthly basis. So, you know, typically if you were going to install a PBX system or an on-premise voice over IP system at your location, you'd be looking at an initial investment that leads to, you know, $10,000 or $20,000.
Absolutely.
We basically save all that upfront money, you know, for the franchisee or franchisor. And then on a monthly basis, the average cost of, you know, our service is about $25 per phone per month. And basically, you know, depending on the size of the franchisee or franchisor, you know, we could save them from hundreds of dollars a month to thousands of dollars a month. And, you know, in the cases of the large multi-unit franchise owners, you know, we generally do save them thousands of dollars a month and anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 a year. So it can be pretty significant.
That's fantastic. Are there pitfalls to not using a cloud-based system in a franchise, or what are the pitfalls?
So there are definitely pitfalls, and, you know, as kind of technology moves to the cloud, investing in infrastructure and equipment is, you know, is somewhat high risk, in my opinion. So, you know, it's very easy for a system, especially as quickly as technology moves today and innovation moves, it's very easy for a system to become outdated after a year or two.
Yeah.
And so you might have made an investment in, you know, $20,000 to install, you know, a PDX system at one location, and 2 years down the road, you may have to upgrade or, you know, pay to get new features. And so in addition to that, I mean, a lot of on the premise systems, you're paying for maintenance, you're paying for moves, adds, changes. And with a cloud system, you know, customers are able to take advantage of the new features as they're released, and they don't need to invest additional money.
That's fantastic. Would you work with individual franchisees, Bonnie? I mean, if someone like a Subway called, you know, you couldn't get through to corporate headquarters and an individual franchise unit called you, would RingCentral work with them?
Absolutely, and we have a lot of individual franchisees that we work with.
That's great. That's great. Who would you say is your, it's a tough question, ideal candidate or for franchisor?
Yeah, and so it can kind of comes back to our feature set being so vast, and there's so many different industries within or verticals within the franchise world. I wouldn't say that there is one ideal, but I can kind of give you the characteristics of, you know, who, you know, what clients really benefit from our service. And really, you know, again, it comes back to kind of franchisees who have multiple locations, or maybe a corporate franchisor who, you know, wants a professional phone system and doesn't want to make that investment in an on-premise PBX. And then, you know, really it all really boils down to businesses that are, you know, depend heavily on their telephone communications to, you know, to run their business. And so, you know, so those are the types of customers that are a good fit for us. Pretty broad, but again, you know, we serve so many different verticals within this industry.
Right, right. What's next on the horizon, would you say, Bonnie, if you can share that information, you know, like what's, you know, down the road, specifically for like the franchise community?
So specifically for the franchise community, we actually just recently launched our franchise program last year. And so again, you know, the program really allows us to become a preferred vendor with a franchise network, and basically it gives that network the ability to leverage their buying power across all of, you know, their franchisees and get, you know, discounted pricing and discounted phones. And so that's, you know, the program that we just launched last year really addresses that and really is specifically focused on the franchise industry. Some of the other things that we recently launched, which, you know, they're fairly new things for us, but Basically, we launched automated call recording, and mm-hmm. what we're really finding with our franchise clients is that franchisors really like having the ability to have calls automatically recorded so that
right.
when, you know, that gives them the ability to, if they need to come back to their franchisee and QA their phone calls
mm-hmm.
and just make sure that they're handling the calls correctly, they actually
right.
have
right.
the option to do that. The other thing that we recently launched as well, which a lot of our franchise clients are taking advantage of, is conference calling service or conference bridge service. Basically, this adds a lot of value for franchisees, especially ones that have, you know, employees, and most of them have employees at their locations. So now they're actually able to take advantage of this conference bridge service, which comes at no additional cost. And they can host team calls on it, and they can actually have up to 1,000 participants dial in
wow.
and be able to get everybody on the phone at the same time. And then later this year, we actually are releasing a call center edition of our service, and that's just going to extend the, you know, ability for franchisors and franchisee owners to really monitor and kind of manage the phone calls that they're getting into the business.
That's fantastic. What is the training like, Bonnie? I mean, like, you know, when a franchisor implements the system, I imagine there's some type of maybe like hand-holding initially. I have a feeling, because I've used RingCentral in the past, it's pretty simple to use. But is there any hand-holding in the beginning to show them how to use the system, whatever
yeah,
system they've gone
absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. So as part of our, you know, as part of our service, what we do after we sign up a franchisee or franchisor
mm-hmm.
is we actually give them a dedicated implementation advisor for the first 90 days.
Okay.
So during that first 90 days, the implementation advisor will call them, schedule a time with them to basically set up their phone, set up their call handling, set up their greetings, and basically will walk them through how to set everything up. And then, you know, typically that happens within 30 days. And
mm-hmm.
then basically if they have questions after that, they can also call back in to talk to their implementation advisor. In addition to that, we actually also have a lot of, you know, the latest release of our platform. A lot of the, you know, training is actually contextual. So if, when you're in the system and say you want to change your, you know, change your auto attendant greeting,
mm-hmm.
When you're in that part of the system, right on the, you know, right-hand side of the window, you'll
mm-hmm.
actually see watch how to change your auto attendant
oh,
greeting.
I see.
You can hit
right.
play, and a nice video will play for you and show you how to do that as well.
That's fantastic. That's so important. So what are the business goals, would you say, for RingCentral, you know, in 2013? Because we're still early in the year and beyond, Bonnie.
Right. And so I'm going to talk about the business goals that we have from, you know, the perspective of the franchise industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that for a lot of franchisors and franchisees, there's still a lot of them that are tentative about cloud services and, you know, voice over IP in the cloud. And, you know, one of our main goals is that, you know, and that's because of, you know, consumer-grade services that have been out there that have given, you know, cloud voice over IP a bad name. But really one of our goals is really to dispel those myths around voice over IP not being reliable or not being high quality, because the reality is that business-grade cloud-based phone systems are, you know, higher quality, they're more reliable, and they actually provide, you know, disaster recovery or redundancy in situations where there might be some, you know, disaster that's going on. So one of our primary goals is really to educate franchisors and franchisees, not only just the cost savings, but also the operational benefits of moving their system to the cloud and really make them feel comfortable with that. And then secondarily, since, you know, our system isn't a one-size-fits-all, really depends on your business. And one of our other goals is to, once we are engaged with a franchisor, is just understand their business and how they can really best leverage our system, not only to save money, because saving money is important, but also
right.
how can they use specific features to really increase their operational efficiencies. So those are kind of like the two things that we're really focused on. And I think with our technology leadership, if we do those two things and we do them right, you know, ultimately it'll be a win-win-win for everybody, for the franchisees, and for RingCentral.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Bonnie. You know, they're in the market for buying a franchise. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on RingCentral and all the different services? Do they just go to ringcentral.com, or is there another page they should go to?
So they should go to ringcentral.com/franchise, and that will route you to our franchise group. And basically, you know, I would encourage you to do that so that if you are in a franchise system, it allows you to take advantage of the special discounts that we've set up for our franchise program.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Bonnie. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd like to invite you back next year already as, you know, you're doing and creating all these other wonderful services for franchises. I think it's very important. I think you're going to make a very big impact in the franchise community, so I think that's wonderful.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. You have a great day, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open? Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, 100 shows under our belt, and during that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes from the guests that have been on our show. If you're a frequent listener to our weekly radio show, then you know what fans Don and I are of the great Michael Gerber, author of the very successful E-Myth Revisited and Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. What's even more amazing is how often Michael's name has come up from our guests in the past 2 years. So you're going to hear from the great Michael Gerber in just a moment. For the first time on Blog Talk Radio, Franchise Interviews is giving franchisors a unique opportunity to sponsor our weekly radio show. You can have a professionally recorded commercial run on our live as well as archive shows. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then again, the great Michael Gerber. Enjoy.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Which, by the way, I'm now reading again for the second time. I recommend everybody out there, it's been a while since they've read the E-Myth, to read it again. It's really a great little refresher because people seem to forget about things over time, Michael.
I've got guys, I swear, Don, who tell me they pull out the E-Myth Revisited every year. Mm-hmm. One gentleman I spoke to, the founder of an extraordinary company, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, mm-hmm. who's a franchisor.
Right.
He credits the E-Myth with the creation of his company, and he credits the E-Myth with the continued vitalization of his company and the growth of his company. They now have a few more than 300 franchisees around the world. The guy is less than 40. He's the CEO of this company. He started by driving a truck, picking up junk, read the book, read the E-Myth Revisited, and suddenly saw the light. And the product of that is a company which last year did $147 million in gross revenue and has the expectation of reaching $1 billion in revenue in the next 8 years. So the man's on path, and he takes the E-Myth out every year and reads it again and insists that every one of his management team reads the book. And in fact, I'm the keynote at his annual event in March. So I'll be in Vancouver addressing 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Right, right. The show we had last week, Michael, with the CEO and president of a franchise opportunity called Desert Moon, Gary Occhi-Grasso, he spoke about you for like 10 minutes during the show. I mean, it's just amazing the impact that you've had in the franchise community. I mean, your name comes up every other show.
Thank you. And you know, I don't know 90% of these people, so I hear this guy says, and this guy says, and that guy. It's really quite extraordinary to me because I don't know these people.
Exactly. I can't imagine, you know, what kind of fuel you have. I mean, I don't know how you go to bed at night, Michael. I mean, changing the story you told about, you know, the young gentleman, you know, being depressed and stuff like that. I mean, the kind of fuel that you must get from that kind of situation must be incredible for you.
It is. It's absolutely extraordinary, and life is simply an array of infinite options, and they're continually showing up.
Absolutely.
They're constantly, constantly, constantly showing up. I can't imagine how anybody could feel limited or deprived of opportunity when there is so much more opportunity than any single one of us could possibly deal with. And I see it every single day in my mind. There's one, there's one, there's one. Why doesn't anybody do that? Why doesn't anybody do that? It's extraordinary when you begin to experience the entrepreneur within, and anybody, any single person on the face of this earth can experience it if they begin the process right. And that's what I'm committed to.
Absolutely. And the title is great, too, Michael, you know, how you added, in addition to how ordinary people create extraordinary companies without any experience to guide them. You were one of those people, I think you referenced Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Michael Dell. I mean, all these guys really didn't have this significant experience in business. It was all based on a dream or their imagination.
Exactly. They had no experience in business. Bill Gates wasn't a business guy.
Right.
Bill Gates didn't work for a living. Bill Gates went to Harvard and then dropped out. Michael Dell didn't have any experience when he started his business. Nobody, no great entrepreneur, has necessarily had any business experience at all. They simply imagined a result that they saw was absolutely needed in the world. And then they invented the answer to that problem in a business. Well, anybody can do that.
Right.
And in the book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, I take you step by step by step through the golden process through which any company can be started from scratch in your garage. And I'm essentially saying, if your car is parked in your garage, move it out and start a business.
Exactly, absolutely.
It seems like, Michael, top entrepreneurs are never satisfied. I mean, in chapter 3 of your book, I thought it was great. You talk about you woke up one day and you had nothing to do. Personally, I mean, that's my dream, to wake up one day and have nothing to do, but just for a day before I get back to business. But, you know, of course, yourself being a top entrepreneur, you just weren't satisfied with that. You had to, take that next step and do something great again, and that's what you did, obviously, with this book.
Yeah, well, and you got to understand, when I say I had nothing to do, I had everything to do, but I didn't have to do it.
Right.
In other words, I didn't have to go out and earn a living anymore.
True.
But I do. I didn't have to go out and speak anymore, but I do continuously. I didn't have to go out and write another book. My books are among the top 5 business books ever published in the world. E-Myth Revisited sells more books every year than it sold before.
Wow.
It's the most extraordinary phenomenon. So I didn't have to do anything. There's nothing that caused me to go out and create the Dreaming Room other than my fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm simply saying, what an extraordinary place to live in the imagination. Because one can begin to imagine a world unlike the world we live in, and then take it upon yourself to invent it. And that's all it is, inventing it. Everybody invents every single day of their life. The problem is, most of us invent the past.
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm about inventing the future.
Right. And this book precedes the E-Myth, Michael, so I guess everybody who has read the E-Myth is going to have to read Awakening the Entrepreneur Within as well.
Your lips to God's ears.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.